This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
How are you, Ellen?
I can't hear you, Bobby.
You should be able to hear me. It's all the way down.
All right, okay. Wow, right. It is very loud.
It's very loud. We're having a party.
We're having a party.
We don't know what happened. Jeez, we're getting carried away. We're getting our money's worth from the new jingles. And we are absolutely loving the new jingles.
Oh, my God. So, that felt like a nightclub. I love it.
We're here for it.
Yeah.
We'll be having a little slut drop in about, 3 minutes.
Oh, yes, please.
So, guys, as always, we are in for a jam-packed show because they don't call me the milkman for nothing. I always deliver. And we are joined by, we've got some amazing guests. The Married at First Sight UK. We've got a bit of Tasha J.
Yes.
So I want all the tea reunion next week.
Oh my God, have you seen the trailer?
Oh, I've seen it. I've lived and breathed that whole series.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Same. So going to be a good one. And for anyone out there that watched the latest series of The Traitors, we've got Mr. Zach Davis. You know, we are bringing the tea, the goss. We love a little bit of reality TV.
Can't wait to pick his brain.
Well, we're going to be picking that brain. And this week, our head of showbiz is Miss Stella. How are you, Stella?
I am very well, thank you, Bobby, Ellen. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
You're so welcome. Lovely to have you in the studio, girl. Hair's incredible.
Love
on point,
thank
Stella.
You.
I love you.
Only the best for Access All Areas. Only the best.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Obs. That's how we roll. So, Stella, darling, how was this week gone down showbiz-wise? Has it been a busy week?
A very, very busy week. If we're kicking off with music, Bobby, I hear you're a big fan of Usher.
Oh, I love Usher.
You're going to love this because tickets for his show come out tomorrow.
See, I never knew anything about this.
Yeah. It was done very rushed because basically he did it in America and then a lot of people overseas were like, Usher, what's going on? Like, where are the tickets over here? Yesterday he was like, okay, your wish is my command. But
love
the
it.
Show is next April. And that's it's a long time. I know a year can go by quite quickly.
It's
but
a long time, though, when you're waiting to see someone.
Exactly. Will I like Usher by then? Will I even be in the country?
Yes.
Yes. This is true. What's everyone's holiday plans going to be?
That's crazy.
Exactly.
So I will still like
April 2025.
Him.
Yes.
I mean, if we've hung on this long with Usher, I'm pretty sure we can hang on one more year.
That's true, yeah. Because I think there's 3-4 shows in London O2 and then 2 or 3 shows in Paris. So
I'm going to do a bit of the O2. We'll have an Access All Areas. We'll all go.
We'll all go.
I love a little bit of Usher.
Yeah,
takes
same.
Throwback, do you know what I mean?
Oh God,
iconic.
Exactly.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Is he releasing new music then, if he's a new album?
I think so, yeah. He's releasing new music with his new album. Of course, he's got some throwbacks, Love in This Club.
Good.
Yeah, he's got to do the throwbacks.
Yeah.
So I know
totally.
A lot of people are really here
we
for
want a
that.
Bit of Pop Your Collar.
Exactly, yeah. So it's going to be a party. But artists like Beyonce, Usher, they know people will go regardless.
They know the code, do you know
people,
what I mean?
But a lot of people were like, can we not wait till payday? Usher, could you not like give us a minute? That's another thing.
I love that he's pulled it out of the bag in 24 hours, though. People have requested it. He went, there you go. Have a
done.
Ticket. Love
done.
That. Yeah.
That's
have
how
it.
Big he is. Yeah, exactly.
He's got onto his people. They've got onto the O2 people. And he's secured the dates.
Yeah.
I think it's the hype from the Super Bowl as well, because he just did that. So people obviously feeling the love. And he was just like, perfect time.
Are you an Usher fan? Will you go?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I was one of those people that was like, Usher, this is short notice. But then I was like, of course I'm going to go. Why am I even fighting this?
Yeah.
I will be there.
Of course. Yeah. Imagine the FOMO if you didn't go and you're seeing all the clips online. I'd be like, absolutely not. Like, I was in the same country as Usher and I didn't see him.
Exactly,
like,
And it's not something, he's not one of these people that bangs out a tour every year.
It's
Do you know what I mean? It's one of them people, you see him now or you could be waiting another decade.
Exactly how I felt about Renaissance. Like, literally, I was like, I have to go. By fire, by force, I have to be there.
Yeah, totally.
Beg, borrow, steal. Get that ticket. No, we ain't encouraging stealing, by the way.
100%.
But Usher, if you're listening and you want to throw a couple of tickets over FUBAR's way, I'll come.
Exactly. And while you're in London, may as well pop in after the show.
Be brave not to, Miss Ellen.
We'll pop open the bubbly for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll get a bottle of Prosecco out, Usher.
Whatever you want. Whatever
Do you know
you
what?
Want.
We might even get the champagne out.
We'll
have a champagne.
He'd love it.
Get it on the expenses. But Yasmin, the producer, is already shitting herself for getting the credit card out. What else has been going down, babes?
Another artist has been making the headlines, but not the same reason as Usher. So we've got Billie Eilish versus the TikTok community as it happens. So the People's Choice Awards happened, I think it was Sunday, I think. And I think she was seen speaking to Kylie Minogue, mentioning that there was a lot of TikTokers here. And it's been taken out of context. We don't know if she was just saying it for the sake of saying it, but others have pointed out there was a bit of a disapproving face on her. And so it's a lot of, and it sparked this whole debate about TikTokers and influencers being in the space as these massive artists. So yeah, it's all kicking off.
So was it shade? What do you think, Stel?
Personally, yes. I think if you can see the look on her face, you can tell that there's a little bit of, she said
disapproval.
A little bit of side eye, but she could have just been saying, oh, there's a lot of TikTokers here. But a big TikToker named Bryce Hall kind of clapped back saying, I'm so sorry that I didn't acknowledge your greatness and bow down to another human being. So, it's all a bit,
You've got to fight shade with shades.
Exactly, yeah. So there's just a lot of people, a lot of discourse about it being like, well, if I was an Oscar nominee, an Oscar winner, do I want to be in the same environment as somebody that lip syncs to Drake? So it's a bit of a
I wonder what Miss Kylie thought.
Yeah, that would have been interesting, but we only saw the back of her head in the clip.
Needed face on, you know, like when you get the lip readers out.
Yes.
I'm here for that all the time. Like when no one's mic, but people read your lips.
Yeah, totally. There's this girl on TikTok where she's a lip reader. Did you see her videos?
I saw that, yeah.
They're so good. She basically watches like award shows and she just lip reads conversations between celebrities.
Yes.
So now, did you see Taylor Swift has started putting stuff in front of her face when she's speaking to people?
After the whole that drama with her and Selena and Timothy Chalamet. That makes sense.
So the lip reader is like, I think she's a lip reader for like the deaf community and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she is so popular. I think she has millions of views on a TikTok, but she's so good at it. You can, like, she even does the mannerisms and stuff. Like, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
And I want her at every award show.
Definitely. Give us the tea.
I want that skill to even just be sat in Costa, other coffee shops are available, or to be on the central line. You know, when people are having, like, or in a restaurant, because you know, like, when a couple's having a ding dong, sometimes you can hear, especially a lot of restaurants in Essex, there's no holding back. I don't give a shit. You're lucky there, mate. Water glasses flying across the restaurant. But to read people's lips and converse, because I'm a people watcher.
Totally.
I'm obsessed. I can sit somewhere with a latte and watch the world go by.
Oh my God. You know, sometimes if I can see somebody's kind of having a heated discussion, I'll have my headphones in, but I'll turn down the volume and I'll just be like, listening in. Yeah. It's a superpower to be able to listen to other people's arguments. I love
100%. And it's great. It's for showbiz nerds like us. It's just great.
Totally.
Definitely.
Totally. Exactly.
Lovely.
Definitely.
Miss Stella, what else has been going
in
down?
In TV news. So, Bobby, I've heard you haven't seen One Day yet.
Oh my God.
No, but I've heard so much about it.
Yes. And it's already surpassed over 50 million on Netflix, which is crazy considering it only came out last week, I believe.
Blimey.
Yeah. It's making a lot of millions cry, if anything.
Oh, yeah. Is it sad?
You know what Netflix did, which I thought was quite wrong on their part? They put it in the rom-com category. So there's me, haven't read the book, haven't watched the film, thinking, oh, okay, it's just like a sweet film. Get to episode 10. 10, 11.
Oh, no.
You'll be like, what am I watching?
Need the Kleenex.
Yes, it is so sad.
And you don't see it coming. So we're not going to do any spoilers, but you do not see it coming. Like, and everybody is keeping the secret really well.
Yeah.
Like, I've not seen any spoilers on social media or anything, so I was shook. 100%, when I got past episode 10, I was like, oh God, okay.
Yeah.
But watch it, Bobby.
I'm going to have to binge it
for next week.
That's my homework. See, I feel like, especially with a lot of Netflix things, I'm either there on day one, which I was with the Harry and Meghan documentary.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'm very late to the party, like going back to the lockdown days. The World and His True Hour was talking about Tiger King.
Oh my God.
And I've only just watched Schitt's Creek about 54 years late. Do you know what I'm
I'm on the third time watching that.
So she's already looped me three times. I think you've either got to get in hot, balls deep straight away, or, like me, wait 54 years.
But do you find it hard for a show to kind of... I feel like with me, a show has to grip me. If I'm not gripped within the first 10, 15 seconds, I'm already like...
Oh, I'm Romeo done.
Yeah.
I'm emotionally checked out.
And that's something to bear in mind for One Day because it is quite slow. So my partner dipped out on episode 3. He was like, not for me. It's kind of like Normal People, but slower. How they get together, like the relationship takes a couple of episodes. But the episodes are short. Like 30-minute segments, so they're really easy to.
I like half it. I like that. It's good for my attention span because I'm kind of bad with films now, I've realised, because it's just, it's too long for me to commit. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm such an intellectual person and I've got such a genius brain. Because I'm always solving equations and things. I can't commit to a film that's just hours long. I just end up scrolling through Instagram.
That's what I do as well. And I think social media has wrecked our attention spans.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I have to be doing two things at once, like watching the TV, on the phone, on the laptop, answering a meal. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, cooking at the same time. Yeah, running a bath, throwing in a bath bomb.
Yeah. It's the whole shebang.
A woman's work is never done.
It isn't.
Or a gay man's.
Exactly. But yeah, so give it some time, basically.
Yeah.
Give it a few episodes.
So a little bit of homework. We'll come back next week and I'll give my little bit of opinion. But no spoilers, guys.
Yeah,
I'm interested for that. Mm. What else, Miss Stella?
Well, still on the TV section, but reality TV. Because guess which reality show is coming back very soon?
Oh.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Can't wait.
Still tight-lipped on who's going to be in there. We've heard rumours here and there, but we haven't had a final confirmation. But that is March the 4th.
What's the latest rumour, Stella?
I'm hearing Louis Walsh.
Okay,
I'm hearing Ekin-Su from Love Island. Okay. I'm hearing there's a lot of just rumours, but we know AJ Adudu and Will Best are back, and I love their presenting duo on The Last Big Brother. So that's all we know so far, because I'm not all that familiar with Big Brother. I only started watching it when the revival kind of happened.
Oh, wow.
So I think that the confirmed guests are literally just going to walk on and we're going to see it as it happens on TV. Oh.
So it's going live.
It's
going
to be a big surprise.
Yeah.
But you know the way the papers always get a hold of it?
True.
A few weeks before, and you're like, how do they know? Like, surely there's some publicity going on there in the background. Yeah. A bit of nudge, nudge, wink, wink. This
definitely.
Person's going through.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll start hearing more as it gets closer.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anyone that you would want to see?
Oh,
it's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Because there's people I'd like to see from the luxury of my own L-shaped sofa with my Maltesers sat there watching. But also there's a different list of celebrities if I was in that. Do you know what I mean? So if I was a housemate, I'd have a separate list of people I want to watch.
Yes.
Because I'm all for putting in the most dramatic drama, shit stuff. Like, let's throw the kitchen sink at it.
Totally.
But if I'm in there, not so much. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You want it to be all very calm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you want the series to do well as well.
Of course,
I feel like The Last Big Brother didn't do as well as other Big Brothers did.
And I wouldn't want boring, because you know what I mean?
People turn off.
Sometimes it's a stale, a bit of old toast. So even if I was in, you want a little bit of something, because I know a lot of my friends have done celeb over the years from Channel 4, Channel 5 days. So, and I'm sure I'll have friends going into the ITV one. Mm. One thing that's always said is it can be boring. And that's no shade to the show. Like, I'm a big Brother fan.
Yeah.
But of course it is. Because like we were just saying, our attention span's gone because of social media.
Yeah.
If you take away devices, your mobile, your iPad, your MacBook, or whatever device you've got, once that's gone, and the luxury of even just being able to go to the shop or the supermarket, you've got none of that. Mm. And sometimes you're living with people that you wouldn't piss on if they burst into flames.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you do your task and you get hungry. Mm. So it's going so back to, because you've got no control. So when you walk in there, you're basically going, feed me what you want.
Yeah.
And make me live with whoever you're. Like, that takes quite a bit. You can't be like a control freak to go in that house.
Yeah, you have to drop all your barriers.
Yeah.
But do you also think the way society is with cancel culture and all of that, that people are like almost too perfect now, they're trying to be very PC.
Oh,
whereas
definitely.
Back in the Jay Goody days, everyone was just chaos, and it
100%.
Was like front page news on the papers every week and all that. Now it's just gone a bit bleh.
I think because it was pre-social media back in
definitely,
the day. So you didn't have that pressure. And that you'd got the press and journalists would write about it. So it'd be in magazines and newspapers, obviously. But unless you saw someone in the street, and 9 times out of 10, if someone loves you or hate like that, they're not going to come up to you and say something to your face. I mean, they might do, but it's very rare. People are brave on a keyboard. Behind their phone, everyone's brave. Everyone's a warrior when they've got their iPhone in their
it's
hand.
It's when the viewers as well, some viewers get overly passionate about it, that you feel like they have to remind, it is just a reality show. I know sometimes we forget that, but it is a show. Like, come on, like,
I know.
Calm down.
And you forget they're human. Like, they're not just characters on a screen. Yeah. They're human beings.
And celebrities are human too. Like, I'm not saying shed a tear for them, do you know what I mean? Have a nice life, let's have it right.
Yeah.
But also remember, just whatever your job is, everyone is just a person.
This is Bobby's plea to get out of his DMs. Get out of my DMs.
We're all human too.
Love me.
So we will absolutely be talking about this in the lead up to it. And of course, once the show is on. So more in the lead up to Big Brother. But finally, showbiz wise, I think we're going to touch upon something that's hit the press yesterday and very, very sad news. Miss Stella, take it away.
Yeah, so everyone, it was announced yesterday, the shocking, tragic death of Robin Windsor. He was a Strictly pro, and tributes have been pouring from his previous partners, the Strictly professionals, the judges. His ex-boyfriend and X Factor star Marcus Collins said, the world just got a lot less sparkly. Robin, you were so loved. Susanna Reid, during yesterday's Good Morning Britain, got very emotional and described him as larger than life. So yeah, it's pretty sad in Strictly right now. Yeah.
He was so young as well, wasn't he?
So young and such a lovely man. I'd done a few jobs with him, I'd seen him at events, and I'd interviewed him a few times. And we even had him here on Access All Areas, I think literally almost a year to the day.
Oh my God.
And I want to just put a little clip out. So it's only like a 50 second little, just a little throwback clip of Robin, just to remember him. And yeah, thinking of all his friends and family right now. And yeah, let's have a little listen to our last interview with the lovely Robin Windsor.
How are you, Robin?
I'm very good.
So it looks like you're in a backstage dressing room or something. Is that right?
I am. Look, I've got my sparkly shirts ready for tonight's show.
Whee!
I love that shirt.
Fabulous, isn't it? I am canning my way across the country, which is something I never thought I would say. I just didn't imagine at almost 44 years old, I'd be canning my way everywhere. And do you know what? There's a lot of awful things going on in the world right now. Sometimes you just need a night out to switch off and have a sing-along, a boogie, a little glass of vino maybe, and have a brilliant night out and get yourselves out to the theatre, because everybody needs a bit of love, light and jazz hands in their life, really.
Hear, hear, Robin. Oh, wow. Rest in peace, babe. Again, thoughts to his friends and family. But moving on, Stella, we're going to play a little game. I think we've only got a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, but you've got a little game for us, babes, haven't you?
Yes. It's called that we've got a headline game. Oh. So we've taken the wildest headlines over the years, and you guys have got to guess fill in the blanks for us, basically.
Right. Oh, so, love it.
I love a game.
Okay, this is more of a recent-ish one. So, Kim Kardashian says she'd blank blank every day to look younger.
She would blank blank.
Yes.
Eat semen.
Oh.
Cut. Got the first part right, but not the second part.
Eat salad.
We wish.
Yeah, we love the way she shakes them salad bowls.
Yeah.
She would, it's to live longer.
To look younger.
To look, she would eat shit.
Eat shit?
Yes, pretty much. Yes, she would. And you know, I wouldn't put it past the Kardashians, to be honest.
Oh, she would. She'd,
oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Fountain of youth.
And put it, make it like a Skims thing or something, and sell it in bottles.
We'd all be doing it. She'd just have to do it once online, and I'd go, okay.
Yeah, Chris will brand that shit up. She'll package it lovely. Yep.
Nice little bow on the shit. I'd be buying.
Love that. So one all so far, Miss Ella. Yes. Take it away, number two.
Okay. So Snoop Dogg reveals he has a phobia of blank.
Fish.
No, but it is an animal.
Oh.
Birds.
No.
Oh, that's me. Dogs. Cats.
No.
Cows.
No. Getting warmer.
Pigs.
Goats.
No. Is it a farmyard?
Yes.
Oh. Chickens. Oh, no. That's a bird. Is it a bird?
I don't know.
No.
It's definitely not a fish.
It's farmyard.
Horse.
Yes.
Oh,
interesting.
Which is interesting, because Snoop Dogg's I get the vibe of Snoop Dogg, he's not afraid of anything. So yeah, that's an interesting one.
That's strange.
Horses, to be fair, big fucking animals.
I mean, they're gorgeous to look at. You wouldn't want to stand behind one.
Nah, I learned to be a cowboy. I don't know how I got to the final. I didn't want to be on one. Still got to the final, especially American horses. Them fucking, them horses are like dinosaurs. Oh my God, what a fun game, Stella. We're going to have to get you back. It's been an absolute pleasure. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So, guys, you know me. I'm always beating the streets of London for the segment that is Bobby on the Street. And this week Bobby is no different.
On the street. He's the only Bobby on the street you can trust.
So this week I thought, you know what? I don't know if you've seen, but Claudia Winkleman, she's come out and said she had a bit of a mare filming The Traitors. And she ran out of fake tan, happens us to us all. And she had to use gravy granules.
What? Is this real?
Was it gravy or coffee? One of them. Basically, she had to use granules.
What?
So, I mean, we've all had fake tan nightmares. So anyway, I thought, what a life hack. So I took to the streets of London town to find out what your guys' life hacks are. And here is just a little segment of what people's hacks are.
Ginger tea is the problem solver to everything. Sick, stomachache, sick, just like day to day. It's really good.
I drink a cup of hot water in the morning. And I'm like, because I think... in my head, everything's going to be all right in there.
Yeah, a little flush out. Do you put a squeeze of lemon in the water or you just go normal water?
Just normal water, hot water. And I drink that in the morning, yeah. In my head, I'm like, all right, I've had that, so I can eat anything for the rest of the day.
My biggest life hack is making friends in restaurants and, like, bars and things and then getting discounts every time they're working. So if you're young, most cinemas have a deal where you can get £5 tickets. And they might not advertise it like on the website or on social media, but if you dig deep, then you can find really cheap tickets for cinema.
You know when you eat something too quick and it burns your mouth?
Yeah.
If you use sugar and rub it on your tongue, it sort of like heals your mouth.
No.
Save your life.
Save your life. So, interesting life hacks there. So, get in touch. Let me know yours. But life hacks aside, it's time to get down to the meat and the bones of what this show really is. And that is accessing all areas.
Oh, yes.
And you know me. We like the behind the scenes gossip. And we have got the lovely... we've got the lovely Tasha J joining us, but we're going to have a little break for two. So I'll see you in two, and then we're going to get all the tea on Married at First Sight's UK.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents...
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Joining me now is Millie Gooch, author and founder of Sober Girl Sobriety Society. I need to know what's so bad about dating sober.
I think it's just terrifying when it's something that you're not used to, because when I was drinking and dating, you know, like, you use it to calm your nerves, you use it for confidence, you rely on it. And I think that's the one thing I realised when I stopped drinking, is how much I really relied on alcohol. I was always kind of saying, you know, like, oh, I'm not dependent on it, but for my confidence I was really. But I also think there's so many benefits to it. Like, I used to go on so many dates when I was drinking, I'd be like, they are the one, and then I'd meet them a few weeks later sober and I'd be like, we've got nothing in common. What was going through my mind? I'd be like, oh, it was because I was drunk.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
Harpreet, how are you, my love?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? It looks fun in there.
I want to talk about this because obviously you met your partner on The Apprentice. When did you start to get that feeling, I'm into him and this is more than just a banter or a friendship? Because it's a close environment being on a show like that, isn't it?
I really wish I could sit here and give loads of juicy gossip that actually we used to secretly meet in the laundry room on the show, but we didn't. And when I actually last spoke with yourselves, I think it was right after I'd won, we weren't even flirting, never mind dating. First time that I thought I actually fancied him was when I watched him on TV and I watched episode one. Hang on. You know, he's actually really good looking.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani.
And joining me in the studio, we have Deputy Leader of the Green Party, Zach Polanski. Zach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you keeping, Zach?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
So you're hoping for four MPs in the general. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's absolutely the minimum at what we're
I don't want to be Piers Morgan here, but will you take a... I don't have £1,000, will you take a £100 bet with me that... you'll get four MPs.
Well, I do everything in politics to talk about the harms of gambling, so for me to very place good. A bet on there would be pretty, you know, pretty horrendous.
We spoke before we had you on, we discussed with the producers as to whether I should do the bet joke. And I said I would, because I had every faith that you would answer it in the way I expect a politician of any moral standing.
We should also talk about cryptocurrency, which also is very problematic.
Rishi, if you're listening, mate, that's how you answer a betting question.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. That's right, FUBAR Radio.
Grab your backstage passes.
Access All Areas. It's live, as you can tell.
All right.
And we are joined by Married at First Sight's UK, Tasha J.
Hello.
Miss Tasha.
Hello there, my darling.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Really, good. Really good. Thank you for joining us live on Access All Areas this evening.
Well, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. So, babe, let's get straight into it. How did you find the whole experience of Married at First Sight? Because it's really, really blown up, isn't it, this show?
Oh, absolutely. I loved every single second of it, like the bad and the good. Like, it was just the best experience I've ever had in my whole life. And I don't regret a second of it.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. I can't, like, you came out as one of the strongest couples as well.
Yeah, one of the only few still together.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so I got my ring on.
I was going to say, so you've still got a wedding ring on, which takes me on, because obviously I've seen the trail that's gone out for the reunion next week, and it looks like Paul proposes to you. Can you tell me, and give us here live on Access All Areas, a little bit of tea, Tasha? Please, sweetheart. Are you engaged?
If I gave you any tea, I think I'd get in trouble a little bit. You're just going to have to tune in.
Oh, my God.
No, babe, no. I ain't tuning in.
We've seen the trailer.
We want it now. We're going to tune in anyway. Are you engaged?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, that's my God. Now I really want to watch this. I can't wait to see the reunion. I bet you're engaged. I have a feeling you are, because ye are such a strong couple and they're a perfect pair. Like, the whole way through, ye were just perfect.
Well matched. You know, like, you know when people sometimes, especially in the early days, people go, who on earth would go on a show and marry a stranger? Mm. But the experts, they know their shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you, the chances are you was never going to meet him on the central line. Like, your paths never was going to cross. So I so get why people do that. Yeah, it takes some balls to do a show like that.
Yeah.
But also, the perks are when it works.
But it's not always. Oh, it only seems to be about 5%.
Oh, yeah,
it
don't happen often.
So it's actually gold dust. It's like winning the lottery.
Literally.
So how are things?
100%. I mean, I think me and Paul were the lucky ones. Like you guys just said, there's only two couples left now. Mm. And the funny thing is, it's the youngest couples that are still together. I noticed this the other day, because me and Paul were the youngest and Erica and Jordan came along and then they became the youngest. So
maybe there's something in it. Maybe, the youngsters commit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the key.
And maybe they're more like aware, like, of themselves and willing to change.
Absolutely. And it's all about give and take a relationship, isn't it? Now, Tasha, I've got to ask you, obviously, it's been in the press a lot the last week or so, and we had Georgie's on, I think, 3 weeks ago, maybe, so we had him on the show. Him and Peggy are no more. The split's been announced. Mm-hmm. Was that a shock for you?
I'm not going to lie. I actually really like them both as individuals, and I've always stated that throughout the show. But I never really thought they was genuine in the middle towards the end. I was just like umming and ahhing. I think it was because Peggy's family played such a massive part in her decision in any relationship, and I always thought that is going to ruin it for her. And I don't know the ins and outs of why they split up, but I was shocked that they did it on Valentine's Day. That was the shock.
Well, George spoke to the Mail Online and he basically said that he thinks that we're going to see Peggy in Towie sometime soon.
Apparently,
she was offered a gig with Towie and she was asked to be single. Do you know anything about that, Bobby?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
So watch this space. Tasha, do you think you would see Peggy on Towie?
I think that's right up her street, to be honest. I'm not
going
to lie.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Not going
to
lie.
So watch this space. Can you tell me, Bose, because I'm very aware about the famous maths group chat, which one of them left first?
Oh. It was either Portia or Nathaniel.
Oh, no. I mean, George and Peggy. Which one's left the chat?
No, they're both so bad.
Shut up. No.
Are they?
Has it been popping off since then? I guess if they're both in there, you can't talk about them when they're reading it.
Oh, yeah. Kick them out and bitch about them.
Yeah. I bet you're all voice noting each other separately.
Quite quiet. It's quite quiet in the group chat, you know. I don't think anyone really cares about each other anymore.
They always filter out these group chats, don't they?
So,
100%.
So George is called Peggy, from what I'm seeing, like my notes here, he's called allegedly a gaslighter, a manipulator, and a narcissist.
Big what, words.
Yeah, big huge. Narcissist, is it?
That is.
Big it. Word. Mm. What do you make of these claims? Because you know them inside out. You're not judging them as people you've watched on telly. These are people you've physically spent a lot of time with, a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. What do you make of the claims?
I'd say it's very strong words. Like, I know Peggy as a friend. I don't know her as a partner. So if George is saying that's how she's in a relationship, that's completely different to how I see her as a friend. But she never really gave that vibe off to me. I did question her personality at the start, but that's because I didn't really know her.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, she seems really nice, really sweet. But I'm like, but is it? Is it an act? Is it not? But the more I got to know her, I was just like, do you know what? She's just a nice person. So I don't know if George went in a little bit, but I don't know what happened in their relationship, so I can't really say.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably hurt as well. And then I feel like when you do an interview hurt, you're never going to say, you know, what you mean or feel. Mm. With the reunion airing next week, are you nervous? Is there anything that we can be excited to see besides your engagement, obviously?
I want to see the ring. I love that you kept the wedding ring on at the minute. Is that because you're not putting the engagement one on until the day after the reunion airs? I know.
Yeah, I don't know what engagement ring you're talking about. I would love a diamond on my finger.
I bet it's on the bedside table right now. She's took it off because she knows Eagle Eyes Bob's going to be looking at her own. And it's the first thing I looked at.
No, actually, we're all really excited about the reunion. I think, as you've seen from the trailer, there is some drama, but what would be a dinner party without a bit of drama?
Mm-hmm.
But we've always been thinking, what did we say when we were doing that? Because you can't remember, because this was filmed a while back. So we're like, what actually kicked off? And then when you start sitting and thinking about it, you're like, oh God, maybe we shouldn't have said that.
And was she all having a few drinks? Was they plying in the alcohol? The old producers coming in with a bit of gin and a few wines.
I always wonder at these dinner parties, how drunk do people actually get? Because sometimes you can see people slurring and they're saying stuff and you're like, oh God, pillow over your face. Yeah. Oh my God.
And they're long filming days, especially dinner, like things like that. People don't, like, you watch a show for now and you think people have just sat there for that hour. Mm. I bet that went on best part of a day.
Literally, I went on for ages. So yeah, there was a lot of
pissed people.
Slurry.
Oh, who was the most pissed?
Oh God, Jordan. Awful. He was awful. It was embarrassing, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh wow.
What did he do?
Oh God, what didn't he do? Well, you'll see. I don't know what they're gonna put in, so I don't want to be that person.
Wow.
That says it. So we'll soon find out.
You know what? After the reunion airs, you need to come back and fill in the gaps for us, because we're going to want to know the stuff that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, you're going to have to come in, show me the diamond.
Yeah.
Spill the tea, because obviously you're not going to be having to be so secret, squirrel. And I get it. Do you know what I mean? I get if you could spill the tea, you absolutely would. But contractually, we can't do them things. So moving on from the reunion for a second, what do you think about JJ Slater's relationship with Katie Price that's now alleged? Do you think good couple?
Go on, say what you want to say.
Emma Morgan is my best friend. That is all I'm going to say. I do love JJ. We got on like a house on fire when we were filming. But I don't know. I mean, Katie is his type, so he says. But my only thing is, The reasons that he didn't want to be with Ella. Yeah, he does a lot of them reasons.
Yeah, that's actually true.
In what sense?
That's the one thing that's confused me.
In what sense? What does Katie do that he doesn't like in a girl?
Well, just like when Ella had a drink. Ella's quite an out there person anyway. We all love her for that. And then when she's had a drink, she's a bit more out there. And I'd say Katie is quite out there. Like, I've only met her once, but she was quite out there. And I thought, well, if Ella was doing this, it was an issue. But now it's not an issue. Mm. They were acting very similar, so I'm just a bit like,
They are quite similar personalities, aren't they?
So what's your gut saying about that then?
Y'all try to get me in trouble. You naughty boy. I don't know. It's early days. And, well, they're talking about babies and stuff now, apparently. So I'm just a bit confused.
Oh, wow. Your emotional support animal has arrived.
Oh, dog's adorable, by the way.
Just one more question on the Katie Price thing. Is Ella really upset about that relationship? And if so, why?
I think it was more the fact Katie reached out to Ella like before she, like, Katie had met JJ and everything. Katie was so lovely to Ella and so supportive and was giving her so many compliments. She's been like, a genuine person. And then next thing you know, she's
swooping in
sloppy seconds. So it was a bit like,
okay, so
she's not heartbroken. She's not crying into a box of Ben and Jerry's. Mm. But it was a bit of a kick in the teeth at first. But Ella is a beautiful, strong woman, and she will get a very, very handsome man soon. I just know it.
Oh, 100%. So she still had feelings for him then, do you reckon?
Nah.
No.
I think it's gone. I think it was just the respect thing, but yeah. I don't think there's any feelings there. Like, they were friends when they left, and I think now it's just like they've got no reason to speak to each other.
Oh, that's a shame.
So, babes, let's talk wedding plans. What are you and Paul saying? Have you put a date? Are you going to have a long engagement, or are you thinking next year, 2 years? Do you know what kind of dress are you going for? Mm. You know, a lot of my girlfriends, they already know. They don't know the exact dress or they try it on. But they're like, I want this, is it fishtail? I want Cinderella, I want fish, I want, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going for, babes?
When the day comes, whenever that may be.
Whenever it may be.
Whenever
that day may be, it may be next year, maybe in 5 years, who knows, when I eventually get a ring.
Yeah, next that's June, on your bedside table. Yeah. Don't kid a kid, Natasha.
Oh, Bobby. But yeah, I know what dress I'm getting. The dress I want is very similar to the dress that Laura wore for her wedding with Arthur.
Oh, stunning. Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
So off the booty.
Yeah. You've got a good booty.
Yeah, you could wear a plastic bag, you'd be gorgeous.
Absolutely. So, babes, do you think when you marry Paul next year, is it going to be different to getting married on the show? Like, obviously, you've made it work and you've found each other, but there is a camera crew there. That's a long filming day, and that's part of a TV show. Is it going to feel similar to that, or is this going to be a completely different day?
When I get married to Paul in 10 years...
2025.
Yeah, I think the day will be so much more different. Like, we'll be able to have our whole families there. Like, when we filmed, you were only allowed, like, eight people there or something. Mm. And, like, I can have all my nieces and nephews. I'll be able to pick all the little details, because you didn't get to pick it up like yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll definitely be different vibes, different food, that's for sure, because that food wasn't even cooked.
No way.
I suppose you were pink.
Oh god, I suppose it helped as well going through it that one time, that now you know exactly what you want and what you don't want.
It's like a rehearsal.
Yeah,
isn't it?
There you go.
Maybe Lee. Everyone should do Married at First Sight. Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll know, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, find out what dress you like, what you don't, how you want things.
Yeah, your makeup, your hair, the
trial run, love it. And then if you can actually find an husband out of it, happy days.
There you go, women.
And even if you end up with a shitter and you sack him off, at least you've had a little bit of preparation. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
100%. I might do next year's.
Do it next year.
Oh, Tasha, thank you so much for joining me. And as I say, please come in in a few weeks and show me that ring, and we'll discuss the reunion and we'll dissect it.
Great idea.
100%.
But please send my love to Paul and tell him to add me to the wedding invites, because I'd love to be there.
I think you're scratched from that list now after the question. <Yeah. today.
laughs> She'll be like, no, fuck you, Bobby. You ain't coming to our wedding. Oh, thank you so much, Diane. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you,
Diane. Thank you so
bye.
Much.
Bye, babes.
Bye, thank you.
Oh, absolutely love that.
That is brilliant.
What a lovely, lovely girl. So, guys, we're going to go to a little break and then we're going to be back and we're joined by the lovely Zach Davis from The Traitors. So we will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foo Bar Radio.
Hey!
Foo Bar Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except like, you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience and I was very pleased we did it. The office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Every single one said it's really necessary for them to come. The
Dating Show. I'm friends with a fair few exes and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
Well, I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, isn't that a bit weird?
Think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level. You can be friends with someone. You can't be, like, best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to Foo Bar Radio.
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 Foo Bar Radio presents
All Areas.
We have our final guest, Chloe Vetch, on.
Hi.
Hello.
So what is your type? So obviously, so many ranks sliding in the DMs.
I go for medium ugly.
Mm. Oh.
But hear me out. I didn't realise this until after my last ex. When I looked back at my exes and I was like, wow, because love is really blind. I'm like, okay, this is clearly my type.
Access All Areas.
Every Thursday.
FUBAR Radio.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR.
Guys, welcome back. Access All Areas, live on Foo Bar Radio. And as promised, we are joined by the lovely Zach Davis. How are you, Zach?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Now, Zach, how is everything? I bet it's crazy town right now.
It was crazy. It was really crazy. It feels like it sort of died down now and like all the kind of hype is with the finalists still. Like they're sort of the ones capturing the attention. But it's still weird. Like on the way here, I was kind of... I was like mobbed at the train and I was hoping like no one recognised me because I was feeling a bit hyperventilating on the journey.
Oh my God.
And I got mobbed. Like I saw this like, it's like a mum and a daughter walk past me and they both grabbed me for a photo. And I was like, oh, it's still sort of relevant, I guess. Nice.
Oh my God.
It's just like, it's really surreal. Like I get incredibly depersonalised thinking about it. Just feel like out of body at times when people come up to you like, oh, it's you. It's just,
do you enjoy that or no?
I think I do and I don't. I think I do feel myself kind of looking for it a little bit when I go out. Like, I don't want it, but then I'm like, why haven't they noticed me?
Yeah. Yesterday's chipper already.
How was it watching it back? Because obviously when you film a show that's pre-recorded and you film for so many hours, you've got no idea. And I think a lot of people that watch reality TV and TV in general, just assume that we sit down and get footage like we approve an episode before it goes out.
Absolutely not.
I know, for like 10 years, everyone used to be like, so what's happening on Towie tonight? I was like, but they do not sit down and show you an episode. You don't get to pick what they show. How is it watching like the final edit? And because I guess you're seeing things that you wasn't even involved in.
So some of the episodes, you know, good edit, I'm happy with it. Some of the episodes, awful. like episode 10 that just portrayed me as like so obnoxious and arrogant, and I hate every moment. I was kind of gripping onto my seat when I was watching it, and my girlfriend was just sat there like, oh god. The entire way through. I think when I called myself cerebral, I was like, why did they include that in? And our Reddit called me Cerebral Zach, which is just fantastic.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's weird watching it back, isn't it? Like, it's like you see, obviously, all the people talking about you and having the things and this, like, the experiences that you didn't have in the castle. So you see, like, I don't know, Charlotte saying in the mid that she wouldn't go to lunch with me, like, episode two, and you see that. And it's just so weird watching it back. But yeah, I enjoyed
it. What was the most shocking thing watching back all the episodes?
Oh, maybe Elusive Gate. Elusive Gate was probably one of the most shocking things when you hear Andrew actually say it. And at the time, we're thinking, oh, Ross is lying. He's dug himself into a hole. And then Andrew has actually said Elusive. It's just, it's a wild roundtable.
Do you regret anything you did on the show?
So I've been asked this a few times, and I definitely regret not listening as much as I could have done. I think I come across maybe sometimes as a bit like narrow-minded and like zoned in, and I think that's like an undiagnosed ADHD thing. So we are on like emotional duress filming the show, and I wish I kind of listened more and opened my ears and actually like appreciate the opinions of other people rather than being like so siloed. So I guess it's one thing I regret, but
I think you were a really good judge of character on the show, though. You kind of had a few people sussed.
Yeah. I had Paul sussed pretty early on.
Yeah, you did.
Jazz and I have been arguing about who said Paul first, and I feel vindicated that I was the person that said Paul first. So.
Yeah.
That's some credit. I got people out for like the wrong reasons. Like, I got Ross out for a completely different reason, which played perfectly into the hands of Harry.
Yeah.
I did not think I was a good judge of character in the show. It's very generous.
I didn't realise, but I think it's come out, especially like your series more. I don't think people spoke about it so much last, but I didn't realise people could, during like the auditioning process, people could request whether to be like a faithful or a traitor. And you apparently, from day one, you was like, I have to be a faithful.
Oh, yeah.
Is that because you're a shit liar?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet your girlfriend loves that, though. Yeah. No one wants a boyfriend that's a good liar.
So true. So true.
Yeah, no, to a fault, I'm an awful liar. But, like, I've got such a big mouth. So if I try to be a traitor, I'd probably just tell people I'm a traitor. I'm like, I can't do it. I've got to say it.
Yeah, like, the minute you have a few wines, like, do you have a drink after filming or do you do anything together?
During the show?
Yeah, during the show, while you're filming. But when the cameras turn off...
You get like
off,
a beer or like a glass beer? Of wine. So like it's not a huge amount, so you can't get really pissed.
Try getting pissed up on the yoga bums.
Diane did get a bit drunk one night. And she came in and she's like, it's Anthony, it's Andrew.
It's me.
She was spilling tea.
She snuck like a couple drinks that night. So, you're a bit sneaky of it, you could get a little bit pissed, but not really.
I would try to get as many people pissed as possible and then just drink water.
People might think you're poisoning them, though.
God, I forgot about the poison thing. Is there anything you would have done differently?
No, I don't think I can. Mm. I think I'm just like there's only one setting with me and it's just on. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good way to be. Do you know what I mean? You went in there, you stayed true to yourself. But win or not, at least you don't about. There's no real. Do you know what I mean? You didn't get to a level where you didn't stay true to you. And I think that's really important.
Totally. Yeah.
I had quite a hard time on the show, like, mentally dealing with all the emotions and the 16-hour days and like the intensity and the hardly any sleep and feeling like a bit malnourished. Not malnourished, but...
There's the headline.
Was I not feeding you?
I've said that accidentally so many times.
Malnourished.
I'm not malnourished. You get like a grape.
You get a Greggs, what do you get? A sausage roll?
You get like
vegan.
You get a good catering, it's all good there. Get like a little bit of haggis and some spag bowl and stuff like that.
I love TV company. Like the food's the best bit though, isn't it? When you get the big catering
roast.
Wow.
That's a hard one to do in bulk.
Episode three, I'm just like scoffing and like,
It's not only things that you can cook in bulk, like spaghetti bolognese, lasagna, things that you can just knock up, macaroni,
huge
cheese,
amount.
Feed the 5,000.
So what? Why malnourished then? What did you feel you were missing in your diet?
No, no, we weren't malnourished. Okay. I'm sorry, BBC.
Right, okay. He's cancelled. Yeah. He's cancelled.
No. The Aussies outside, they'd be like, fuck it.
So, Zach, I've got to ask. Obviously, your big brother was on Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Did he give you any advice or did he recommend you to go on reality TV? Because did you say to him that I'm thinking about going on TV?
No. I didn't want his advice. He went for like a crazy experience in there, but like it's a totally different show. So what was great was getting his advice on afterwards and like how to cope with it afterwards, getting stopped in the street and that sort of thing. And he was great with that because he was like, yeah, everyone loves you for like 2 weeks and no one gives a shit about you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, can I swear?
Oh, God, yeah, we fucking love it.
So like getting the inside scoop and what he went through and what it was like, it's obviously different scales because I don't think the Big Brother was like very popular at the time. So just having that sort of like inside track was really important and that was nice. But for actual tactics or like what it's like on there, I didn't listen to him until he was off like in 4 weeks or something. So, he didn't have a great time on there.
It's not like a Kris Jenner working the family to all be on TV. No, no shade, Chris. I love you if you're listening.
I've got another brother who does, I think he feels a bit left out. He's anyone who hasn't got a reality.
What show's he going to be on next year?
Like The Apprentice or something.
Yeah.
A bit more like that.
So what advice did your brother give you anything useful?
Honestly, not
avoid
much, no.
People on the tube.
He talks a lot, so like I need to get information. If you got like dig through all the words he's using, but no, not too much. I mean, he was just telling me about like some fan he's had who has literally stalked him for years.
Oh, wow.
He was on the show about 8 years ago, and he was like, "Yeah, I actually love her now. She's like a part of the family."
I miss her when she doesn't write.
He was like, "Maybe she'll start rooting for you." I was like, "I wish."
Oh my God, he might pawn her off on you.
Yeah, I've had no contact yet.
So because your brother's done Big Brother, would you, if the opportunity come knocking, we've got ITV have now bought Big Brother, so it's moved home, it started Channel 4, didn't it, then went Channel 5, now it's found a new home of ITV. Should the producers of Celebrity Big Brother ring you up, would you be taking your brother's advice on the Big Brother house?
No, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, traitors is like,
are you close, by the way, you two?
Oh, we're really close. Yeah,
that's nice.
I don't know, like I would say yes.
Would you do Big Brother if they asked?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it was so difficult for me to do Traitors, and Traitors was like a show for me. Like, it's a really nerdy show at its very heart, and I love that because I'm such a geek. So it fit me perfectly, but Big Brother's a bit different. It's more social than like kind of thinking based.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I'd deal on it, and I'd have to have a really big thought because I struggled a lot with mental health on the show, and I don't know if I could put myself through a much longer process, which is maybe a bit more way more intrusive because you're sleeping there and you're constantly on the camera.
Yeah.
Cash is king. It depends how much they're putting in it, but how much are they?
I don't think they're going to come knocking, I'm not going to lie.
It all depends how much they ping over. Never say never. Everyone's got their price.
Exactly.
Mine would be incredibly low, by the way.
A tenner.
Yeah, I'd be the budget option.
Get over that malnutrition. They'll give you a meal deal.
And were you allowed to keep your phones in when you were in the Traders?
No.
No contact with anyone the outside?
Nothing at all, no.
Wow.
You'd get like a little good luck message from like friends and family every...
That's nice.
Like,
that's
nice. Like once a like half a week and a half or something to say like good luck in there. And they always make me cry, and then I look back on them when I'm feeling a bit down and have a look at them, and they're lovely, and just my mates saying they're really proud of me. And I kind of latched onto that a little bit towards the end of the show when I was starting to get like really overwhelmed by it all. But no phones or nothing, so it was weird. I had like a Game Boy Advance, because you're not allowed anything that connects to the internet, so I just played Pokemon.
So I always ask a lot of my guests that have come from a TV show, because I love a bit of social media. I mean, it has got a little bit of a dark side, but we don't touch upon that too much. Well, we do. We call out the trolls every now and then. Yeah. But as a whole...
We've done it on this show.
I'll call out a troll all day long. But we try not to go there too much. Mm. It's a positive place. I love a little bit of social media. It connects the world. But DMs blow my mind. And what gets sent in the DMs is another story. Like, there's dick pics... well, I'm sure boys. I only get dick pics.
Bobby's like, there's dick pics and dick pics.
So I always like to know. I'm guessing more you ain't had much blue. You ain't had much blue tick dick sliding in the DMs. I'm guessing
blue tick dick. Is yeah. that like a famous dick?
Yeah, a famous dick.
I've had no famous dick.
You've had no dick. No. Have you had any girls famous or not? Have you had any tit censure, any Jack and Danny?
Yeah. I think every...
It's mad though, isn't it? Because I bet before you went in the... Yeah, I bet you thought, I'm not going to get a minge in my DMs on a Monday morning.
I didn't know women did do that, but can you confirm women send their vaginas on social media?
I wouldn't want to be crass.
Oh, no. Yeah, but you can say you get a Monday morning minge in the DMs.
I've got some interesting stuff from people.
What kind of thing? Because I'm intrigued. Obviously, we're on different buses.
I have a girlfriend, by the way. So
Does she know this?
She knows. That's fine then.
Yeah, she's
kind of said, like, don't tell me about it. Just keep it kind of under the rug.
Just tell Bobby.
Yeah.
Just tell Bobby on radio.
So what do you get? What do they send you? A bit of tit?
Just like, yeah, just... A bit of tit.
Which tit?
I don't know why I'm saying that so casually. I've never said
the
tit
left
like
or
that
right.
in my life.
Bit of minge?
A minge.
Yeah.
A minge, yeah.
And do you ever reply?
No.
And are these famous people?
I think it's
people?
Like an instant block.
No, or are no these famous, just random
no
people?
Tit.
No famous tit. No famous one tit.
So oh what's God. Next for you, Zach?
Do you really think, looking at me, that people, like famous people, are going to want to send me dick or tit?
The traders with
Zach,
a big show.
I think you're lovely, Zach, honestly. You've got a girlfriend.
You might get a dick later on.
You might get a blue tick dick tonight, Zach.
I'll be waiting. I'll be holding my phone. Just
you keep an eye on them DMs. I'll follow you in 20 minutes. You won't. Your girlfriend won't mind. Just say we're friends now. It's only Bobby.
So Zach, Bobby's knobby.
Bobby's knobby.
Yeah, Bobby's knobby aside, have you got the bug for TV now? Would you do more?
It's not like a big priority for me. Like I never wanted to be an influencer going on the show. And I've just had a new job offer, so I'm starting that soon. That's like my political parliamentary career.
Oh, amazing.
Which is separate to me, it's like way more important than the chasing an influencer lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But it'd be cool to be involved in some more things, like some content. I don't know what I would like to be interested in, but it is quite fun. I do enjoy it. It's a bit of a buzz, and it's definitely a bit different to like the mundane world of politics.
It could be like a little side hustle, like a hobby.
Yeah.
How many followers do you have now?
I think overall, like in all platforms, it's like 40K from like TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
But that's like the influencer way of saying that I've got like 70K on TikTok or on Instagram, which is not much. If you add it all together.
Still a high amount. You've still got that minge sliding in the DMs. You've got enough for the minge.
I think if I was going to do anything, it'd be Twitch. I think because I'm a massive nerd. I think like playing games and just like kind of sitting in my room talking to people online, that's like my bread and butter.
Right.
So maybe that.
If I could wave my magic wand, we ain't talking Bobby's knobby now, but just in terms of TV shows, that kind of magic wand, think of me as the fairy godmother. What would you do? So Big Brother, you're humming and ahhing about, because it is quite a commitment to live with
really
people.
Like, I thought about it. So like, when people ask me, I'm like, the chase? Pointless? Like, to be point that sort of stuff?
That might suit you, chase?
Yeah, I think for maybe like the reality TV though, probably something like Race Around the World is more.
You could do it with your brother.
Yeah.
There you go.
Producers listening.
Producers.
Hook him up.
Sign him
that
up.
That would be incredible. I'm sure he'd like that.
What about a bit of Dancing on Ice? Would you put skates on?
God, no fucking rhythm.
No one has.
There's no dance. Like Bambi on Ice. There's no way I could do anything dancing. Like I can't.
So strictly is a no-no.
I did a little bit of dancing in the castle for Jasmine and Molly. Because I said I could shuffle, so I did a little bit of shuffling for them, and they just fucking laughed at me. It was tough. I look back on it as a very humiliating moment.
So you're not going to do a little stint at Magic Mike at the Hippodrome anytime soon?
I don't know. With Bobby's knobbies coming through.
Yeah, Bobby love his knobby. Me and you, if you're listening, Magic Mike, we'll have to get him on the show. We'll reach out to them.
The body for
me
it.
And you, Zach, no, you're good, mate. Trust me. Me and you, but we'll do a little turn at the old Hippodrome, Leicester Square.
I think so. I love where this is going, guys. Can I just be in the audience? Just me. No one else.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Zach, thanks.
We need a hype girl.
Yeah.
We've literally got 1 minute, so I want to like literally just close the interview by firstly thanking you for coming
on.
What's next? You've got a new job's coming.
Yep.
When do you start that? Because you've got your
start the beginning of March.
TV aside, very serious job.
Yes. Yeah. So start that soon. I'm really excited. It's my first job in Westminster.
Ooh.
So I'm like really excited to get to get all like the undercover work of House of Parliament and stuff like that. It'd be nice. And also they have like loads of bars there, so £3 pints, it's like right on my street.
Yeah. I've had a couple of nights at the old Parliament bar.
Really?
Yeah, changing the law. I'm a regular at House of Parliament there. Parliament. House is a Parliament. I can't even say it. It's the veneers. Which thanks haters on social. I know a lot of people are worried about my teeth, but I'm all good. I mean, probably not so much minge house is a common name.
No.
But will you invite worry about saying anything now because my new job.
Will you invite us to Parliament to drink the cheap drinks?
Yes.
Perfect.
On that note, thank you so much,
that's
thank you for listening, guys.
Cheers,
we will see you next week. Take care.